listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, you can find how to do what I'm doing, if you would like to, and other ways to support the network. So this is like starting over again here after this amount of time. But I looked through a couple of things, and I noticed on the December 4th show, when I was talking about Leo Frank, which can't be talked about enough, because that's where the ADL came from, and we have this Nosferatu Greenblatt that we have to look at and listen to occasionally. But I had said 2013 and 2015, and of course I meant 1913, when Leo Frank brutally raped, beat her body bloody, and murdered Mary Fagan. Of course, there were a lot of other things that went on in 1913, as we know. The Federal Reserve came in, the IRS. We had Louis Brandeis, the first Jew, on the Supreme Court. And he was put in by Samuel Untermeyer, blackmailing Woody Wilson, the syphilitic. And they were a pair, apparently. They were an item, much like during the so-called Civil War, Judah P. Benjamin and Jefferson Davis. See, they always go after the morals. So if they can get these people to be homosexual, well, then that breaks down the morals. And it's all for pleasure and greed. So that's how Louis Brandeis was with Wilson, apparently. And of course, we had World War I could get started then, too. And the ADL in 1915, not 2015, as I mistakenly said, well, we see what it's doing and has been doing, and they have way too much power. But there was, as I said before, too, the signature song by Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit, which was written by a Jew and then popularized, and they had it for the end of her shows where everything would go dark. And everyone was just saying, oh, well, this is just another result of the end of the so-called Civil War. And no, Jews expect 1,000 non-Jews for every fingernail and toenail of a Jew. So that's why there were so many hanged. This is my observation, but you can observe it too. And I had said about symbolism at the beginning of 101. Well, it's also for LOL. See, we don't realize this. And back in the 90s, when I was working at the casino, and one of the credit execs asked a young girl, Punjab girl, she would know about computers, but she didn't know what LOL meant. So she called her younger brother at home, and he told her, laugh out loud. And the credit exec just said, oh, okay. And that really stuck with me. And it, I wondered how in chat rooms they could block all kind of things as nonsense to start a post in the chatangos, but not LOL. And HA and AH are sounds of God. We don't laugh LOL. We laugh ha ha. So I've made sure to find out how to change that. When I ever have the chatangos, I take out that forbidden words. So you can put just what you want. Don't get put on a 15-minute hold. Go sit in the corner. You know, ridiculous control. But I also thought the 101 and the LOL, well, there was a father, a Jewish father, who, you know, this was just a thing that was written up. I doubt it actually happened, but he wrote to his son and signed it with LOL, LOL, LOL. And the son said, what do you think that means? He said, oh, lots of love. Now, see, this tells me they want us using this symbolism. Why do they want us using LOL or 101 for that matter? And I finally found something today about that. And one of the things is it's even better than 9/11 in Roman numerals. You have IXXXI, and is the end or the old, and then the catastrophic events, and then the new. And so it makes sense. They're constantly using this symbolism everywhere. And there's a pattern recognition for all kind of things. I noticed January 6th. Of course, we have January 6th. Well, January 6th is Christmas Eve in the Julian calendar. And we're in the process of demonizing the Russians, just like the Germans were demonized. So this is important to have January 6th as a day of doom kind of thing. And just before my computer went out, after the 22nd of December, I just looked on YouTube for Russian Christmas carols, and the playlist that came up, it was Russian Christmas carols, but there were also a lot of Ukrainian, because Ukraine is Russia. That's what all this is about. Tearing apart anything Christian, Christ or Antichrist, believers or non-believers. Well, that was another thing with the 101. It also means in different areas about fertility. One is Eve, and the other one is Mary. So I thought that was interesting how it's used that way in religion too, or spirituality, I guess. But also last week, I didn't take TomInUtah.com's bait for talking about the Meadows when I was talking about the casinos in Atlantic City. But if you go to TomInUtah.com, you'll find the Meadows, and it's about a fire, and it's important. It's about a man, innocent man, being railroaded. And we also talked about Angelina Jolie, and he didn't say any more when I said you don't get to keep the nipples with that type of surgery. Jennifer Daniels had pointed that out. Now, see, Angelina is no purist-driven snow creature. She's part of the CFR. She's Hollywood. She's been seen in satanic rites activities. So she was just being used and still is being used because people look up to other people as gods and they copy them. They're like idols. And so she's being used so the people will copycat her and cut off their breasts. Okay? I mean, just like they're cutting off the genitals. It's horrible. Brother Nathaniel Kapner, who has said that he thinks the Jews have hated Christ for so long that it's now in their DNA, epigenetics. And I think that's probably true. And it's interesting that somebody just the other day was frothing at the mouth saying how I was hateful. Hate about Jews. But yet it's still all right to hate about Germans. Can't we know about them? Can't we really see what went on? They just get us blinded with their Talmudic media. I mean, everything they do is pointing towards the underling, Satan. And so he can try to fulfill what he wants done. And it's not popular to talk about God, and for heaven's sakes, not Jesus Christ. And I said about his conception, and the Maseroth shows that around the solstice. But it was actually a zygote that was implanted. So it wasn't really even a conception. A zygote is an already fertilized egg. And so it really had nothing to do with Mary's body. So some of the religious texts and things try to say that Mary was immaculate also. But she wasn't, of course. But it is interesting that both Mary's mother, Anne, and I heard some special on the radio, and they're changing their names to Rachel and Eli. It was Anne and Joaquin, and John the Baptist's mother, Elizabeth, and his father, Zachariah, who was made dumb the whole time she was carrying him. He couldn't speak because everyone expected him to want to name the child Zachariah, and he was told he would be named John. But they were, both Elizabeth and Anne, were older and barren. So it's not immaculate, but there's definitely some intervention there, just like there was with Sarah and Abraham. And it's just, it's so interesting how things are unfolding for all of us to see. Well, I had some email conversations with someone I haven't in a long time, and showed them that I had these shows here on RBN, these little shows. And whenever I didn't mention Christ, it was fine. Like Bruce Lipton, that's fine, you know, because he talks about the cells and how 95%, some say 90, but he says, and it's true, 95% of our thoughts and our actions are determined by the subconscious. So you see why it's so important to have that one-eyed Jew lobotomy box in your living room? Hmm? Be looking at the screens all the time or listening to the music. I mean, even Pink Floyd, yeah, I liked it. And it was a big seller, still is. It was in 432 hertz. It's very effective. Whether it's truth or not is a different matter. The way the truth in the life is building, not destroying. And as much as we like Pink Floyd, they weren't about building. So I'm getting all my, get myself distracted. But with Bruce Lipton and this 95%, the subconscious determining how we think and act, how much more beneficial it would be if the entire subconscious and conscious are in unison. That's when we're happy. We're working towards one direction. We're not split off like I seem to be today by other things. And it's the media. It's the music. It's the movies. It's the books. You have to read carefully, maybe not read even the books, because you have to check the authors. Are they using a pen name? Who's funding them? What, you know, what's going on? I mean, we saw that with Ann Coulter, I should say. She's a transsexual. Oh, no one wants to hear that. Yeah. Well, she is. And she plagiarized her book. So whatever's convenient to say, whatever they're told to say, that's what they say. And then we follow it because we don't follow God's law, unfortunately, as we should. But then there's Jerry Marcinski, who I also told this friend about. And he is a psychotherapist, retired now. But some of the hellish things he went through with people, and it's all supernatural that you can't see, but it proves that schizophrenia is demon obsession and possession. And it can't stand anything to do with Christ. At the state hospital, they would have ice cream socials where religious people would come in, you know, pastors. And, you know, it's a real treat to have an ice cream social. But they couldn't stand anything to do with Psalm 23. Very interesting. And there were three basic ways they reacted depending on how strong the demons were. And one time, fellow, let me grab a drink here. One of the patients that came in to see him had was really annoyed by these demons, and it was like electrical current came after this Jerry Marcinski. He pushed his chair back against the wall. Casey had to kick the fellow away. The fellow himself looked distracted. But this energy, this electrical energy, and it tore up the wall, ran up the wall, went into the trash can. You couldn't see anything, but you could hear this static, but it was just terrifying. And I guess it was the reason he went back against the wall is because they didn't have any kind of guards except some women, and you know, wouldn't have been any help of these kind of strong things. So when the fellow left, that was good, and he came back, and I guess it was a couple months later, and they talked about this incident, and he was surprised that Jerry saw it. He said, "Yeah, I heard it. I was surprised you heard it." And he said, "Well, what did they tell you to do?" See, this was the thing in the hospital. They would State Hospital, they would, the people there would tell them that their voices weren't real. They just needed the medication, right? But their voices is what were making them act out. So he asked him what the voice said, and the voice had said to kill him, to kill Jerry, right? And he said, he said, well, why didn't you? He said, I couldn't find a shiv. He went looking for a shiv to kill him. So we're dealing with principalities, you know, wickedness in high places. And people like to think that means up in the sky or on mountains. It also means in high places politically. These demons try to traverse whoever is in power. And Ruth Montgomery, who had written some books, and Aliens Among Us was one, and she talked about walk-ins where one spirit would come. And usually it was because the person in the body had tried to commit suicide. And so they were going to take over their soul, and there's even the body. So there's even been accounts where the person's real soul came back later. But these walk-ins are sometimes walk-throughs. And that's what I was talking about with the political scene. You know, we have these spirits that walk through, and they work through, just like everything's in God's hand, but he allows, if we don't ask for his help, he allows us to reap what we sow. And that's what we're seeing all around us, that we don't have protection without Jesus Christ. And he helps us be loving and kind and to stay calm, no matter if we're dealing with narcissistic psychopaths, which have increased several fold recently. We basically live in But narcissists need a supply. They have to keep someone. They'll belittle them and tear them down at every chance. So, oh good, a break. I'll talk to you when we come back.
Ich denke, was ich will und was mir beginnt. Doch alles in der Stille und wie es sich geht. Mein Wunsch und Begehren kann niemand mir wehren. Es bleibt dabei, die Gedanken.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some spine-tingling harp music there. I love that. And the other version of Thoughts Are Free. I forgot to say that's what Gigadok and Sen Fry is. But I was talking about narcissism and how the narcissist has to have a supply. They will belittle you and make you feel uncertain. They will embarrass you in public. But usually it's some trauma in childhood that has made them that way. They may come into the world that way to some extent, but they need this supply so they can know they can be over someone at least. And if they don't have that, or even when they do, if they think they're being found out, often they'll go into big emotional outbursts. And if you ever respond in a way that shows you know what's going on, it's more of the same type of treatment. So, you know, I was looking at Christian response to that and how sometimes you just eventually need to remove yourself from the situation. And so That's what happens sometimes. But also wanted to say about on the 18th, last time we met, that was 3 weeks ago. So Tom had brought up about the movie. Actually, it's called Name of the Rose with Sean Connery. Thank you, Robin. She'd sent it to me an email while we were talking about it. But it was very good, and how it wasn't allowed in theaters. And I told Tom about John Voight's movie Eternity that wasn't allowed in theaters either. And similarly, some of the themes that were taken from, well, JFK's Vote and also White Squall, a movie by Ridley Scott. That wasn't allowed to leave the country. Oops. So, yeah. Yeah, David in Massachusetts. Come on board.
Oh, hi, Mark. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. Hey, congratulations on your new show. You've always been one of my favorite callers.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, for a little clarification, Mara, sometimes I compliment people, and I'm glad you didn't take it wrongly, but a couple of times I've complimented talk show hosts and callers, and they take it the wrong way, and they think I'm insulting them when I'm complimenting them. But I think what I actually said, I think it was in Rick Adams, when Rick Adams was still alive. I referred to you as the... And you mentioned a week or two ago to some, to Steve Elkins, but I referred to you as the Wisconsin porcupine.
Yeah, that was on Sunday morning. That was Republic of Texas. You did that.
Oh, Republic of Texas. Yeah. So somebody could interpret that if they're insecure and everything, if they have low self-esteem, that right away they could jump to the conclusion that Dave from Massachusetts is insulting me, calling me the Wisconsin porcupine. But then
well,
I went on to say, you didn't listen
tell
to me.
The audience,
you didn't,
tell the audience huh? what the punchline was. Tell them why you called me that.
Yeah, so you didn't have it quite right, but I believe what I said originally when I first said that, I think it was Rick Adams' show when he was still alive, when I referred to you as the Wisconsin porcupine.
I might have it wrong. You may have said it there first.
Yeah, so let me clarify. This is what I said. I the reason I call you the Wisconsin porcupine, well, number one, there's lots of porcupines in Wisconsin. And number two, you always bring lots of sharp points to the discussion.
Very clever, Dave. Although the first part, I'm not sure there's a whole lot of porcupines in Wisconsin. There's a lot of opossum and raccoon. And up north, there's a lot of, what do you call them? The cats. It's in the mink family, actually. Go ahead.
Bobcats? Is that what
this? Oh, there's bobcats, too. Yeah, Amish man thought I was talking about my cat. He showed me... raised his fingers up about 3 or 4 inches when I was talking about my 20-pound cat, and I said, no, it's not a bobcat, but he will kill rats.
Okay.
Hey, you want to hang on a minute?
Can I hold for the break?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, let's hear what else Dave has to share with us.
Okay, Merv, I'm going to run something past you because I think you're a spiritual enough person to understand what I'm saying. The average person, wouldn't even understand the point I'm trying to make or anything else. You know, some people, they don't have to worry about COVID, getting COVID, because they don't get anything. They don't get a serious point. They don't get a joint. They don't get a joke. Some people, they don't get nothing, so they don't have to worry about getting COVID either. But I think you'll get this, Mira. And I think it's actually a genuine case of sexism. And, you know, I'm not a bleeding heart liberal, and I'm not woke or any of that stuff. But most of the sexism that people whine about is just fake sexism. But I think there's some genuine sexism. And so let me run this past you. I quit drinking alcohol about 10 years ago. And,
good for you.
Yeah, because it's no good for me, because I'm an alkie. I don't keep that a secret, you know. I'm not ashamed of being a sober alcoholic, but anyway, so you know, I say like me and Santa Claus, me and Santa's sleigh and everything, in the holidays, Santa and his sleigh, and what I have in common with Santa and his sleigh during the holidays and everything is I stay under the radar also. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, having said that, I'm not out partying on New Year's Eve with all the people getting intoxicated and imbibing and blabbing about Happy New Year and everything. And, you know, the Holy, and I know you're very spiritual, Mer, so I think you'll get this, but the Holy, and I'm just laying on my bed and I read stuff and I listen to talk radio, but no television or no crazy music or anything. So, the Holy Spirit began impressing upon me. And I know the Lord's voice. The scripture says his sheep know his voice. I know the Lord's voice. I know when the Lord is speaking to me. And this is what the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, impressed upon me. Said, you know, everybody's wishing Happy New Year and everything, and they're going to call this the year of our Lord, the year of the Lord 2023. But I'm a big fan, Merv, of the late Jordan Maxwell. You're familiar with Jordan Maxwell, right? That passed away.
Yes, his real name is Russell Pine. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. He didn't believe in Jesus Christ.
So anyways, you know, I learned through Jordan Maxwell to look at words in unorthodox, unconventional ways. So I'm laying here, in the Holy Spirit's impressing upon me, change the words around, David, this New Year's Eve, all these drunks blabbing about Happy New Year's Eve and everything. And the way the Holy Spirit rearranged the New Year's Eve said the New Eve's year. And that resonated with me. I knew it was significant, and I didn't really understand it right away. And the way the Holy Spirit explained it to me, Mira, and I know the Holy Spirit speaks to you, I can tell, we'd have no year of our Lord 2023 without the second Eve. See, Jesus is the second Adam. Sin came into the world through the first Adam, and the solution for sin was the second Adam, Jesus. Well, it was the same with Eve. The Blessed Mother Mary is the second Eve. So without Eve, without the second Eve, the Blessed Mother Mary, there'd be no year of our Lord 2023. So it's just as accurate to, instead of saying Happy New Year's and everything, to say a Happy New Eve's year. Because it's the New Eve's year just as much as it's the new Adam's year. Are you following me?
Yeah, that's very clever again there, David.
Yeah, and I'd like to, I don't like to take the credit for everything. I either give it to God or, in this case, I like to give a lot of credit to Jordan Maxwell. I knew he suffered a lot for the truth and everything, and he taught
well,
me.
Well, like I said, Jordan Maxwell, David, real name was Russell Pine. He didn't believe in Jesus Christ. He believed in what rabbis told him. That Christ...
Let me finish this point.
Listen, David. That Christ meant sexual lubricant. This is what the rabbis told him. This is what he chose to believe.
Murdo, don't put a spin on my call. I don't believe in any of that garbage. I just said that.
No, I'm just clarifying about Jordan Maxwell, David.
I don't believe like Jordan Maxwell. I'm just pointing out that he taught me to look at words in an unconventional, unorthodox way. I know all this. I know that Jordan Maxwell doesn't believe in the God that we believe in, and he doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. So, you know, don't put a spin on it like just because.
But let me add something else in here for you, because you brought to mind what I learned from Jordan Maxwell about the word understanding. Now, he drew out how that meant like standing under a house, checking the foundation.
Yeah. When you put an automobile up on a lift, or you go in the grease pit and you look up underneath an automobile, understanding, because you're standing under the automobile, so you understand it better. Just because I mentioned Jordan Maxwell, Mer, please don't go down the road that I know he was an unbeliever, and I'm not embracing his beliefs or anything. Don't simply because I mention his name, don't characterize me as being some kind of crazy unbeliever like Jordan Maxwell. I just said that I learned to look at words and how words are arranged in unconventional, unorthodox ways. And you have to admit that Jordan Maxwell was a past master at looking at words unconventionally.
David, I think that's enough of a call. That's quite a stretch you got there, and I appreciate your calling in. Thank you. Yeah, 101, that's what I was saying. That was one of the things 101 was used for, is Eve on one end and Mary on the other. So there is some truth to that. But Mary never wanted to be put in a place that she didn't belong. She was the Lord's handmaiden, and she knew it. So for anyone to put her in an elevated spot equal to or above the Creator and the Savior is not a good idea. And Satan is very, very smart, of course. You know, I mean, we hear about, people want to talk about the IQs of Jews, and it turns out a lot of that is deception and just cleverness, you know? And for instance, on SAT tests, they would be rewarded if they would remember one of the one of the, I think this was in New York, if they remember one of the questions, they would be rewarded maybe financially, but with food and whatever. So this party they held afterward until they knew the entire SAT test. So that's cheating on a grand scale. But then they write it up as if they're so much more intelligent. Deception isn't intelligence, you know? Christ said, first, be not deceived. And he also said, not to fear. But besides the symbolism here, and Henry Matko went into a lot of symbolism with the kosher symbols and everything else, and a caller that had called into Patrick's had a Jewish man from Brooklyn was kind of bragging about how they would use, you know, they go even further. They would use the symbol for the blind, the raised dot, for a K, and I knew what he was talking about because my sister went blind. So there wouldn't be any ink, any writing, just that raised couple of dots on a label to show that it was kosher, and so therefore deserved of the kosher tax. But I really wanted to talk about both Russia being their holy days, or when they honor Christ, and how it's being used here, January 6th, where they want to talk about. And also the year of our Lord type of thing. It's almost a year ago. It was really bothering me. And I asked the Holy Spirit about this BCE and CE. And he showed me in my mind's eye, like from a 50s reader, little blonde haired boy trying to fix the wheel on his red wagon. And the Holy Spirit said, CE means Christ eternal. That'll fix that little red wagon. And he's speaking as if W-A-G-G-I-N, the tongue, and perhaps a split tongue. But I wanted to talk about the Matrix, because that has so much power over everything that's going on now, that movie. And I truly believe that Sophia Stewart had written it, although she just had this little book. And so I listened to what she had to say, and I was really kind of fervent about it and telling people and... See, it's proof. She's the Oracle, Gloria Foster, a black woman. So, yeah, see, I wrote myself into the story. But this was all a ploy. They let her, the producers and everyone, let her put liens against their property to make it look like it was her story they had stolen, when in fact, it was Tom Oldhouse. I'll get to you in a minute, Tom, in Utah. But Tom Althaus, also named Anderson, very brilliant writer, had written The Immortals. And the Wachowski brothers, now sisters, Jews, of course, and the Werner, of course, they have a longer name, brothers, stole this and turned it into The Matrix. And The Matrix means the womb. It's mentioned in the Bible four times. And, well, it was actually on a Red Pill show, and that's curious, too, because this is how much we believe in that. But in the real script of The Immortals, it's the blue pill that's the good pill. It's a totally good, different type of scenario. And, of course, they don't want that to get out. And this Tom Althaus, when I was listening, the first time I heard him interviewed, I just didn't listen. I said, no, he's just trying to get credit. Sophia's. But the more I listened to her, the more it got shaky. And you do hear reverse speech. Your subconscious hears that and translates it. So anyway, when he was on again, I listened, and a caller from New York was also saying, oh, well, you're just taking this from Sophia Stewart. So after I listened for a while, I called in. I said, well, do you think they could have stolen work from both her and you? And Tom, very nice man, he said, well, that's a fair question. But then he explained they had killed two of his sons. He had one left. And Sophia's right-hand man was named Nicholas. And he got tired of hearing her laugh about it and say, yeah, kill the other son. Okay? So he went over to Tom Althaus, Anderson's side. So that really told me a lot more. So, you know, we just have to really be careful. Anything in Hollywood. And it's funny about Warner Brothers. Of course, not their exact name. But Jack Warner, being the head of it, he did it sneakily and deceptively and dirty to his very own brothers. He had them sell out, I forget how the story went, their stock, and then he bought it up so he could be in charge. So they'll do it even with their own. So, Tom, what you got?
Well, I was just honored by you giving me a bit of a plug there. I didn't realize I left that much of an impression.
You were throwing the bait out, and I didn't take it. And, you know, I know there's no casinos there in Meadows, and I figured out what you were doing, but I figured, well, we'll deal with that another day.
Yeah, that's another example of the criminality in the judiciary. We're still dealing with this case. Another title you can go in and find out is The Arson That Never Was.
Yeah.
TheArsonThatNeverWas.com. But anyway, it's really sad what the judiciary has become. The other thing I wanted to tell you, and my modus operandi, is Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Verse 5 and verse 9 also apply. That's when it says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good guidestone. In fact,
Yes. That's
I take that to every part of my life. You know, initially I worked in veterinary pathology, worked for the livestock industry, and of course that helped me pay for my human and pediatric pathology. So when I finally hit the steel table myself in 1991, I realized with the information that I had been face-to-face with in veterinary pathology matched that of human. So that statement, blessed are the merciful, came into my focus. So there is no mercy in the slaughterhouse. So I figured if I wanted to obtain mercy, I could not be a participant in that act, that vile act anymore.
Yeah.
Also, I want liberty, right? How
mm-hmm.
much liberty is meted out in the slaughterhouse?
Mm-hmm.
How much
yeah.
freedom is meted out?
Right.
So if
you know,
we want
Tom,
freedom or liberty.
You're reminding me of something else I wanted to bring up, because we talk about Genesis 1:29 and our ideal diet and how all these others, the fowl, the fish, the meat, there are different temperatures and they're like us,
yep.
but they're not us. And we also have a long intestine because we're designed to eat vegetable matter, not store rotted meat. But
our intestinal tract is the same ratio as that of an elephant or a horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we don't Kathleen, have a short intestinal tract like a cat.
Right. And Kathleen had brought up, which is true in the Bible, about after the flood, only eat what moves. Well, everything had been washed away, and you don't want to eat an animal that's dead, you know. So of course we have that. But what was the trade-off? A much lowered lifespan.
Exactly.
You know?
And even if our life is not the age of a tree, I choose the sequoia, right? But even if our life is not the age of a tree, we want to maintain that life in a vigor. I think that's what's really referred to as eternal life, or life that is like it's eternal. In other words, I don't want to end up as a invalid dependent on other people. I don't want to be Alzheimer's or demented.
Well,
I'm pushing 82, and I don't want to lose my mind.
I know what you're saying. I'm very independent. The other day in another forum, we're talking about this, how we don't want to be, you know, have to be left to someone else's care. But I kind of reminded myself and everyone else that maybe they need that, though. The person that would care for you. Maybe they need that. And you can
well the opportunity to care, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so you can
nice
minister
for them.
To them. But also
we
too,
already...
with creatures, I just want to get this in here. With creatures, if you're not a threat to eating them, it's amazing how much you communicate.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, even if you do eat them, but I mean some creatures and the communicators say that they know they're here for our, you know, to be consumed and whatnot, but it's a whole nother thing because I don't know if you heard of what's her name, Braybach. And when Diablo became Spirit, about black leopard in a zoo, and they called him Diablo. And she communicated with him, and he said a preserve now, and he wanted his name to be Spirit, not Diablo. And the whole transformation of this creature because of that. We all just want to be recognized for being good, you know? Basically, mostly. I mean, you get some that fall into this psychopathy, you know, and narcissism. And they're taken over by darker things. Now, somebody in the chat saying they don't agree that schizophrenia is demon possession, but I'm going to post in there about Jerry Marcinski, and you really need to see what his experience shows. You know, medicine could keep him still and calm, but that was something else these voices, these demons, would tell them. Don't take the medicine. Right? And, you know, they want to make them violent. But Tom...
Here's a curiosity. In the 60s and 70s, I was involved in transplant surgery as we were developing it.
Mm-hmm.
We learned right away there was a couple of phenomena that we had to deal with. Number one, rejection. But also number two, Paul Pearsall really learned it face on when he put the heart of a child into another child, and that recipient child began to have terrible nightmares mm-hmm. and screaming out a name. Don't kill me. Please don't kill me.
Yeah.
We realized that not only did the tissue carry the DNA of the individual, the donor, is it also carried the memory molecules.
Every cell has the memory, yep.
So by the investigation of that case, they finally identified the murderer of this girl who was the donor. And at that point, we realized we had to also deal with memory. Mm-hmm. I did write a paper called Memory Transfer. I don't know if it's up on my web pages, but in fact, I talk about this fact that whenever you're taking in the tissues of an animal that's gone through slaughter or mm-hmm. any other abuse, their mm-hmm. most profound, most recent memory is that slaughter. In fact, Coretta Scott King, Martin Luther's wife, had me speak to a group, and I explained to them, when you feed your children upon these foods of death, is it any wonder that they have that emotion that the animal experienced in the slaughterhouse of mm-hmm. betrayal, fear, desperation, hatred, of course. So those memory molecules are now being read by your children. Mm-hmm. Is it any wonder that we're crazy?
Right.
And that's why I fall back on Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And it is a truism that when you find people that are generally living in the garden, they generally are more peaceful.
Yes.
It's a characteristic that seems to come through. They're less aggressive, less violent, less frustrated.
Yes, everything is frequency. Remember everything. Yeah, you want to go do? Yeah, I'll finish up here. Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much. Yeah, everything is frequency. And I was just recently looking up about Tesla. And of course, we have Elon Musk and the kind of demonizing Tesla, and we got the batteries and all that. Jesse Sabotar has written affidavits. Musk was also at some of these satanic rites. She saw him there. They're around the same age, I think. Now, whether he's trying to break free like she has, I mean, this is what we all pray for, in especially those groups, that they break out of this system. They call it the Brotherhood, the Illuminati, the system, whatever. But they, I mean, a lot of it's redacted, the stuff that Hildebeest did, and it's probably from Mar-a-Lago, what some of the things they stole. But Tesla really is to be honored, and he honored God, too, but with cymatics and everything being frequency. You know, we were kind of dumped, Einstein was dumped on us to keep us from appreciating Tesla, who wrote 400 patents. He had 400 patents or more. Einstein had one. It was for a fat blouse. He was a fraud. And I said to John Stadtmiller, when he was talking about 286,000 miles per second, about the speed of light, and when I got on the air, I said, well, speed of light is not a constant. It's an average of several observers, and the double slit experiment shows that observation changes outcome. So we are a part of our world. We are changing it either for the good or the not so good with all of our choices. So we reap what we sow. And I think my clock's fast over there, so I guess I'll talk for another minute or two. But it's very important about Tesla. People kind of push that away. And like I said, they definitely tried to with this car thing. So children, all they think of is the automobile. But if they look up Nikola Tesla and Lorraine Day teaches her, I guess they're 11 years old now, granddaughters, all the things about Tesla, because they're not taught in school. And yes, a lot of those things can be used for weapons, but that probably isn't what he intended to do with them. It was the ones that took it. And Otto Scorzoni supposedly suffocated him. And George H.W. Bush, at 19 years of age, was in the room going through some of these things. And yes, Donald Trump's Uncle John, very brilliant man, had access to some. So thank you, people. I'll see you next week.
Und sperrt man mich ein im finsteren Kerker, das alles sind rein vergebliche Werke, denn meine Gedanken zerreißen die Schranken und morren in zwei, die Gedanken sind frei. Drum will ich auf immer den Sorgen aussagen und will mich auch nimmer mit Grillen mehr plagen. Man kann ja im Herzen stets lachen.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.